Now, millions of taxpayers' money is being spent by the government on generators and inverters at their official homes, despite essential facilities such as hospitals and schools struggling to keep the lights on. New Public Works Minister Sihle Zikalala revealed this in response to written questions by DA MP Leon Schreiber. It emerged that the Department of Public Works has spent more than 7 million rand on procuring generators and inverters at ministerial homes in Pretoria's affluent suburbs such as Waterkloof since 2019. And we have Mr. Leon Schreiber with us this afternoon. Leon, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Great to be with you.
Well, good afternoon to you as well. Now, this, I'm sure, has, you know, every time we hear this, it just makes us even more angry, particularly for those who have been going through really long periods of load shedding and at the same time, this affecting their water supply. And I'm sure many people across South Africa are really angered by these. Now, these revelations are not at odds with the stance that was taken by the Minister of the Presidency, Kombuzo Nechaveni, who just over a week ago called the accusation that ministerial houses are free from load shedding a fallacy.
Well, I think that that has been proven as untrue, because as you say, just a week after she made that claim, and remember she was speaking on behalf of the entire cabinet when she said that, we have obtained this information showing that 7 million rand has been spent on things like generators and inverters for these ministerial mansions. But beyond that, that we are looking at a figure of 18 million rand that was spent on paying for electricity for ministerial and deputy ministerial homes in Cape Town, and another 22 million rand spent on free water and electricity on 39 mansions in Pretoria. So it is now, I think, quite clear that the cabinet's effort to claim that they are not protected against load shedding is untrue. We have it now on black and white that the very same ministers and deputy ministers who created the load shedding crisis are using taxpayer money to escape the consequences of that crisis.
Mm-hmm. But this is also in breach of the ministerial handbook, is it not?
Well, the ministerial handbook is the vehicle that is used by President Cyril Ramaphosa and his cabinet to allow these kind of perks and benefits. So technically, many of these things are provided for in the ministerial handbook, although you are correct that there is no specific provision for the generators and inverters, etc. So that is problematic. But the bigger problem is that the ministerial handbook itself is a document that has no basis in law. There is no law in this country which says that there can be a ministerial handbook, and that the president basically has dictatorial powers to make us pay for these kinds of perks. So the DA is challenging that. We've approached the public protector over the fact that the handbook itself appears to be illegal, but we have also introduced the Cut Cabinet Perks Bill in Parliament, which will completely change the system to ensure that there's full transparency and full costing of any perks before Parliament is actually then able to consider them.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, South Africans, like I said, are very angry. But yes, we've spent 7 million rand, and you said even more paying for some of the other costs. But these members of Parliament are receiving big salaries. Why do they need to have these items subsidized anyway?
Mm. Well, I mean, what we are talking about here is members of cabinet. So these are ministers and deputy ministers.
Yes.
Who have salaries that are, you know, 2.5 times bigger than even members of parliament. We're looking at 2.4 million rand a year for a salary for a minister. And the question around their salaries is such an important one, because a normal South African family uses the salary that they are paid to take care of things like water and electricity bills, and mm-hmm. to take care of things like security if they can afford it, and other measures, their own vehicles, for example. But ministers are provided all of these things already through the handbook. Ministers get free water and electricity, they get free housing, they get free luxury vehicles, they get free VIP security, and they get free staff members who serve everything from cleaning the houses to managing their lives. And then the question becomes, why are they actually getting that salary of 2.4 million rand a year when everything that they need is already paid for by the taxpayer? And so, in fact, we are forced to pay twice for the lifestyles of what we as the DA are terming rock star ministers who live like rock stars while the country is suffering.
Mm, absolutely. Because when we look back, I mean, 22 million rand has been spent by taxpayers in Pretoria. That was sponsored water and electricity. Another 25 million spent during the same period on water and electricity bills at homes, ministerial homes in Cape Town. And then 3.4 million on security upgrades at the homes of ministers and deputy ministers in top Cape Town suburbs. And each of the 29 ministers and their 37 deputies has been allocated to official homes. I mean, isn't it time that we looked at these allocations or these perks as they stand and maybe start looking at downgrading them?
Well, I can add, first of all, to the list there. We also recently exposed that the government spent 387 million rand a year on support, on salaries for support staff. We also know that more than 500 million rand a year is spent on VIP security. We know that about 200 million rand is spent on luxury vehicles. And so I think we are looking at a figure of close to 1.5 billion rand a year that we are paying for the lifestyles of ministers and deputy ministers. Now, that is an absolute disgrace and an insult to people of South Africa who are suffering. You must remember, not only is there load shedding, but there's 30 million people who live in poverty in this country. Many people cannot afford to buy food. So absolutely these perks must be cut. But what I'm saying is that that is not going to happen in the way that it needs to for as long as the president has the power to just decide how much we have to pay. The president should not have that power. It is a power that should go to parliament where the people of the country can make submissions on what this handbook must look like. They must then go into a full and open costing exercise so that we know how much these things are costing. Because remember, none of these things we are discussing now would even be known to the people of South Africa were it not for the DA that is going through the tedious sometimes process of unearthing this information. This kind of thing should not be secret. It should not be something that the president can simply decide on a whim. And that is what we are trying to achieve through our cut cabinet perks bill in parliament.
Now, when we look at all of this taking place and we see that the ministers also, you know, they provided free water and electricity. And this is at a time when Eskom is escalating the tariffs for, you know, as well as load shedding. Well, except for the past few days, we've been without load shedding, but or very low levels. But the Eskom tariff is going to be going up, and yet our ministers, you know, don't pay for these amenities. Again, another reason why people are so angry.
Yeah, what it means is that ministers and deputy ministers in this country have no idea what it means when electricity tariffs are going up by 19% at least on an annual basis. They just are completely out of touch. So just think about the scenario. If you go to a ministerial mansion, inside that mansion, there are staff members who are preparing food or are taking care of the house, taking care of your family. Outside of that mansion, there is a generator that is keeping the electricity on. There are VIP bodyguards that follow you everywhere you go. From there, you get into a luxury vehicle with a whole entourage around you to protect you and rush you through traffic so you don't even have to get stuck in traffic. And that is how you spend your life. You are completely out of touch with what is happening on the ground in the real South Africa. People in President Ramaphosa's cabinet are living in cabinet land. They've got a whole different world. And I think it is highly problematic that the people who are creating the crisis in this country are insulated from the consequences. And this also helps to explain why they are not addressing the problem, because they don't even understand the problem.
Mm, absolutely. Well, we have to wait and see what will happen with regards to this. As you've said, is this something that you would take to court?
Well, we are definitely considering all options at the moment. We've already approached the public protector over this matter, but we are certainly currently exploring all other avenues available to us. and we will be pushing and fighting very hard in Parliament, not only to expose more information about this, but also to adopt the Cut Cabinet Perks Bill that will bring an end to this kind of abuse.
All right, Dr. Leon Schreiber, thank you very much for your time. I'm sure we're going to leave quite a few listeners seething after listening to that particular interview, but thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You are welcome. Bye-bye. And that was Dr. Leon Schreiber. I do apologize. I did say Mr. earlier on. He's one of the DA MPs talking to us with regards to millions of rands being spent on our members of parliament and their deputies, whilst the man in the street has to go through quite a bit of suffering when we look at the load shedding, water shedding, and poverty levels within our country.